from the National Park Service
and Lassen Volcanic National Park.
This is the LavoCast. I'm Ranger Greg.
I don't know if you noticed, but there are four women and two men. And that is, like, kind of unusual for forestry and fuels.
This is Catherine Wooster, a member of the highly skilled six-person crew that spent the summer of 2019 in Lassen Volcanic National Park using crosscut saws to prepare sections of the wilderness for prescribed fire.
Yeah. I've been on several all-guy crews, and I don't know, I think it's really cool to be around a bunch of really awesome women who know how to saw.
So on this episode 1.1 of the LavoCast, it's a bonus episode, we're celebrating awesome women, specifically some awesome women who know how to saw, and talking with some members of the Majority Women Fuels Reduction Crew in the field. Here's Catherine again.
I came on as a Nevada Conservation Corps crew member in 2017, moved up to being a crew leader. I did some arborist work as well for about 3 months, and I came here. Well, I came from a chainsaw background. Chainsaws are just, you know, dangerous. Like, you can nick yourself, there's kickback, there's a whole lot of factors. You put on your earplugs and you're solo all day. You can't communicate, can't hear anybody. There's a lot of like, what? Like, there's a lot of screaming. It's harder to ask some of the questions, at least on the saw crews I've been on, because they're cutting their trees. You don't want to throw a pine cone at them to ask them every single little question. But it's nice with the cross cut. To have someone with you to like go back and forth with about ideas. Like, hey, should we do this? And we've all come in with different skill sets and different approaches. I've learned a lot. And I think it's cool that we have a woman crew lead. Martha's awesome.
My name is Martha Machash. I've been doing restoration type work from 2016. I started in New York City, where I'm from, doing a Hurricane Sandy grant relief area. And that's where I got my start in chainsaw and tree felling. After a season there, I found ACE, or American Conservation Experience, and I started doing fuels reduction, a ridgeline fuel break. Chainsaws, though, I definitely enjoy bringing a crosscut into the backcountry way more than I do a chainsaw, because it's lighter. Maintenance is like 15 minutes of just cleaning off the sawdust and giving it a little bit of a diesel rub down. So yeah, definitely crosscut is easier for the backcountry. Yeah, I mean, my role as lead is just making sure we're on target with the prescription, making sure we have everything we need, and we're really clear on what is expected of us for fire management. We use a different saw every day. We always switch partners, so you're always kind of learning something about yourself and the saw and your partner. Everyone's so skilled and talented. I'm not really supervising them. I trust them, and they're amazing people, and I wish I could work with them forever.
Allison Worth. I have been working in conservation for about 2.5 years now. Two of them have been primarily chainsaw work with fuels reduction, and then going into 4 to 6 months here doing crosscut felling, same fuels reduction, but in wilderness areas. So we work with someone different every week, and this is actually our last week of new partners. After this point, we will have all worked together for 8 full days. It's great learning everyone's different styles, everyone's different thought processes, and there's definitely a learning curve at the beginning, but now we're all like really honed in on it.
In addition to the six human members on the fuels reduction crew, the team is also made up of six vintage crosscut saws. And just like the human crew members, each of the saws has a name and a unique character.
Yeah, they all have their own different personalities and styles. So our smaller saw, Ronin, is very thin and kind of like what we would call a ribbon. It is very flexible and curvy. But then Hella, which is one of our longer, more durable saws, is this 6-foot beast that is harder steel, really good to cut with on big trees, and just has a completely different feel. And then we got a new saw, Ragnarok, that's if those two saws basically had a baby. So it's like a ribbon that's really big, and it's a whole new ball game.
If you're wondering what the names of the six crosscut saws are, I'll just go ahead and list them. We've got Ronin, Hela, Ragnarok, Scourge, Loki, and Thanos. Definitely some strong themes going on there.
Yeah, I think it does add a fun dynamic to the crew because it has a name, so it's a member of the team. But, you know, it helps us communicate what the saws are rather than being like, get the 6-foot perforated lance tooth.
Hi, my name is Kimberly Higgins. I'm originally from Boston. I graduated college and went right into AmeriCorps. I did a little bit of trail building with them, and that's when I really fell in love with conservation. And the next year, I got involved with an emergency response team out of St. Louis, and they were extensive... Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Well, I don't think it was just both trees.
That was cool. Two trees just fell at the same time. And then I learned about this position in crosscut. It was so interesting. I was looking for something to really ground me, and there's nothing more grounding than the crosscut. And so you as a sawyer, your protection and your safety comes first. There's this list that we go through. It's called OLEC. It's objectives, hazards, lean, escape route, and cut plan. And so within those categories or subcategories, and you don't start a tree until this whole system of thinking has been thought out of and we know exactly what we're doing for everything. You know, you need your head to be there. It takes a lot to trust someone under a tree with you and doing what we do because we have to be under a hazard tree for so long. Yeah, the connection we have as a crew is beyond. Because we love each other and we love this job. I wouldn't just do that with any jabroni.
Yeah. This project is pretty cool. First of its kind. And I think all of us here on the crew, since we're kind of the first to do it as a fuel reduction tool, yeah, we're going to be teaching a lot of people how to do this kind of stuff. And that's exciting.
Thank you for listening to this bonus episode of the LavoCast and for taking the time to celebrate some awesome women who saw. If you want to learn more about crosscut saws and why we use them here at Lassen, and you haven't yet checked out episode 1, go ahead and give it a listen. This episode features original music and was produced, written, and edited by me, Greg Purefoy, with special thanks to the Sierra Institute for Community and Environment, the Flatiron Fuels Reduction Crew. The crew is Kyle Bryan, Kimberly Higgins, Alex Lowe, Martha Machash, Allison Worth, and Catherine Wooster. Thanks also to the Sierra Nevada Conservancy and the Lassen Volcanic National Park Management Team.